Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giribaradhari. Jana Balaba Giribaradhari. Tatso Danandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giribaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giribaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Vishnupad Paramansa Paribhaja Gacchadrasa Tadasarashi Shimadis Divine Grace Srila Esi Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramansa Paribhaja Gacchadrasa Tadasarashi Shimadis Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Vishnupad Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridasa Thakur Ki Jai Friends of Hari Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Aroita Kadara, Sri Basari Gova Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Govinath, Shyam Kundarara Kumbhiri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Sri Navruitam Ki Jai, Sri Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Sri Sri Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Sri Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Sri Sri Ayodhya Dham Ki Jai, Sridasi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Ganga Maya Ki Jai, Jamuna Maya Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi. Hari Nama Sankirtan Ki Jai, Shishi Brihat Madanga Ki Jai, Tensional Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai, Shishi Gorni Thai Ki Jai, Shishi Ramakshan Hanuman Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Madan Mohana Ki Jai, Shama Veta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Shishi Nuhastanapura Dhamma Ki Jai, All glorious to the assembled devotees, All glorious to the assembled devotees, All glorious to the assembled devotees, All glorious to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Today is the appearance day of Veerachandra, and he's only mentioned three times in all the course of Prabhupada's books and lectures and letters and conversations, and it's basically that there's a town named after him. I'll read about that. It's in Ekachakra. In Ekachakra village, this is from Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Adi Lila, 13th chapter, 61st verse. In the purport, Prabhupada writes that Ekachandra village extends north and south for an area of about 8 miles. Other villages, namely Veerachandra Puri and Veerabhadra Puri, are situated within the area of the village of Ekachakra. In honor of the holy name of Veerabhadra Goswami, these places are renowned as Veerachandrapura and Veerabhadra Pura. So in the lineage from Pranabalava, it's mentioned that Veerachandra appears. He was born. This is from the 12th chapter of the 17th text of Adi Lila. In the purport, Prabhupada talks about the descendants of Advaitacharya, and then it goes down, 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 and we finally have the descendants of Kandarpa lived in Malda, in the village of Jikavadi. Gopinath had three sons, Sri Balabha, Pranabalabha, and Keshava. The descendants of Sri Balabha live in the villages known as Masiyadara or Masideya, also in Damukadaya and Chandipura. Those are the names of villages. There's a genealogical table for the family of Sri Balabha, beginning from his eldest son, Ganga Narayan. So it's actually from Balabha. Balabha is a bit of its own sampradaya, not exactly one of the four sampradayas, but if pushed, they'll say they're from the Rudra Sampradaya. The descendants of Sri Balabha's youngest son, Ramagopala, still live in Damukadiya, Chandipur, and Solamari, and so on. The descendants of Pranabalabha and Keshava live in Utali. The son of Pranabalabha was Rameshwara, and his son was Krishna Ram. The youngest son was Lakshmi Narayan. His son was Navakishora, and Navakishora's second son was Rama Mohana, whose eldest son was Jagabandhu, and whose third son, Virachandra, accepted the sannyas order and established a deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Katwa. So he's also famous for establishing that deity of Lord Chaitanya at Katwa. So Virachandra ki jai, Virabhadra. Virabhadra is also a name that Prabhupada gave to some of his disciples. So a reading from the Prabhupada Lilamrita by His Holiness Satsarup Dasa Goswami. And we're in March 1972. Prabhupada is in India. In March 1972, Prabhupada returned to Vrindavan to sign the deed with Mr. S. and to perform the groundbreaking ceremony. With permission from the Goswamis at the Radhadamodar temple, he arranged for quarters for his disciples so they would have a place to reside while the temple at Ramanareti was under construction, Yamuna. It just so happened that on the morning that the Goswamis were to sign an agreement with Prabhupada for use of the rooms at Radhadamodar, the electricity went out. Prabhupada's secretary had only an electric typewriter, so I reminded Prabhupada that I was trained in writing calligraphy. I had my writing pens with me, so immediately Prabhupada drafted the writing that he wanted, and I took it into another room, sat down, and hand-lettered a contract with gold embossing on all the capitals. Within 15 minutes, we presented it to Srila Prabhupada. Before the Goswamis, Prabhupada held up the document with pleasure and said, "Just see, my disciples are expert in everything." Now the devotees would be allowed to reside above his rooms at Radhadamodar temple, and they would also have access to his rooms for cleaning. Prabhupada felt it was a grand occasion, and that there was something in writing for the preservation of his rooms in the Radhadamodar temple. To close the transaction for the land of Ramanareti, Prabhupada and Mr. S. met at the magistrate's court in Mathura. Does anyone know who this is, Mr. S.? We know who Mr. N. is now, Mr. Nair. It's probably all okay now to say his name. In the presence of lawyers, they completed the formalities. Prabhupada saw it as Krishna's grace that he had acquired a good plot of land in Vrindavan, and writing to his GBC secretaries in America, he asked them to send as many men as possible to help in the new project. He described his intentions, quote, for raising up a very excellent center to revive the spiritual life for Vrindavan on behalf of Rupa and Jiva Goswamis. So that's, you know, Prabhupada's always writing mission statements. That's kind of his mission statement for Vrindavan. Prabhupada told Shri Dakshayi, "I want on this occasion huge prasadam should be prepared, and every man in Vrindavan should be invited and take prasadam." That's 50,000. It's a pretty good number, take prasadam. 2 days later, with 100 people attending, Prabhupada held the cornerstone laying ceremony at Ramanareti. Again, he descended into the ceremonial pit and placed the deity of Ananta on whose head the temple would rest. But late that night, the land was attacked. An elderly Indian widow with local fame as a sadhu became angry that Mr. S. had not given her the land, which she had several times requested. During the night, she sent gundas to dismantle the brick foundation of the ceremonial cornerstone and desecrate the pit, which had just that day been filled with flowers and religious objects. The gundas dug open the hole, threw garbage into it, and stole the, quote, posted, end quote, sign announcing the land's new ownership. Anything for money in UP, huh? Prabhupada was in his room at the Radhadamodar temple when he heard what had happened. He became angry and told his disciples to show the deed to the police. That night, several policemen guarded the land, and when the hired gundas came again, the police accosted them and warned them that if they caused any more trouble, they would be arrested. And that was the end of that. Prabhupada had several times said that by becoming a devotee, one gains many enemies. The incident also served to confirm Prabhupada's conviction that ISKCON's taking possession of the land should be followed as quickly as possible by construction of a temple. They should at least encircle the land with a fence, build small huts, and live on the land while preparing the temple construction. Tejas. This will be the Krishna Balaram temple, Prabhupada said. We didn't really know what was going on. We all thought it was far away. It was really the boondocks, Raman Reti. Nobody was out there. It was such an isolated place, and there were lots of dacoits living out there. We thought, if we're going to have a temple out here, no one will ever come. But Prabhupada said, wherever there is Krishna, everyone will come. So we'll stop there. All right, well, one more paragraph. Yes, Shamsundar's. Prabhupada's secretary, Shamsundar, wrote to Godbrother about the newly acquired Vrindavan property. Earlier in the day, before breakfast, Prabhupada sewed up the 4,800 square yard gift plot in Raman Reti where Krishna used to sport with friends in the forest, about 10 minutes walk from Radha-Damodar. Prabhupada surveyed the land with the rope from his mosquito net, bargained for, drew plans for, drew up the deed for, went to Mathura magistrate's court for, and signed, sealed, and delivered in an instant. Prabhupada has asked me to request you that at least 50 men from the U.S. must come to India immediately, followed by 3! At last we have got a solid program in India, huge projects at Mayapur, Vrindavan, and Bombay. All the lands are acquired, arrangements made, and everything by Prabhupada. But only a few of us men are here to struggle with an immense task, the biggest by far within the society, of developing these three places, and believe me, these three projects are more dear to Prabhupada than any yet contemplated. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevāya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevāya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevāya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevāya.
Narayanam namaskritam naram chaivam naravot narotamam devim saraswatim vyasam dato jayam mudirayat nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utamashlokir bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, translations and purports by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, 4th canto, 8th chapter, 17th text. And, yeah, okay. There are not purports for a number of these, so I'll just read until I have something to say, until Prabhupada says something. Dirgham
Dirgham
Shvasanti
Shvasanti
Vrijanasya
Vrijanasya
Param
Param
Apashyati
Apashyati
Balakam
Balakam
Aho
Aham
Bola
Bola
Ma Mangalam
Tata
Pareshu
Mamsta
Bunte
Jano
Yat
Pura
Dukadas
Tat
Dirgam Shvasanti Vijanasya Param
Dirgam
Shvasanti Vijanasya Param Apashyati Bala Kamahabala. Mamagalam Tata Pareshu Mamsta.
Mamangalam Tata Pareshu Mamsta.
Mamangalam Tata Pareshu Mamsta.
Mamangalam Tata Pareshu Mamsta.
Unte Jano Yat Paradukadastat. Kumte jano yat paradukhadastad. Dirgam shvasanti vrijanasya param. Apashyati bala kamaha bala. Ma mangalam tata pareshu mangsta. Kumte jano yat paradukhadastad. Dirgam shvasanti virjanasya param. Santi virjanasya param. Apashyati balaka mahabala. Ma mangalam tata pareshu mansta. Bhunte jano ya paradukha dastat. Dirgam shvasanti virjanasya param. Pashyati Balaka Mahabala. Ma Mangalam Tata Pareshu Mamsta. Unte Janu Yat Paradu Kadasta. Shvasanti, breathing. Vijanasya, of the danger. Param, limitation. Apashyati, without finding. Balakam, to her son. Aha, said. Bala, the lady. Ma, let there not be. Amangalam, ill fortune. Tata, my dear son. Pareshu, unto others. Mangsta, desire. Pungte, suffer. Jana, person. Yat, that which. Paradukada, who is apt to inflict pains upon others. Yat, that. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. She also was breathing very heavily, and she did not know the factual remedy for the painful situation. Not finding any remedy, she said to her son, "My dear son, don't wish for anything inauspicious for others. Anyone who inflicts pain upon others suffers himself from that pain." Reading on. Getting late, so I'll just read the translation. Suniti said, "My dear boy, whatever has been spoken by Suruchi is so. Because the king, your father, does not consider me his wife or even his maidservant. He feels ashamed to accept me. Therefore, it is a fact that you have taken birth from the womb of an unfortunate woman, and by being fed from her breast, you have grown up. Text 19. My dear boy, whatever has been spoken by Suruchi, your stepmother, although very harsh to hear, is factual. Therefore, if you desire at all to sit on the same throne as your stepbrother Uttama, then give up your envious attitude and immediately try to execute the instruction of your stepmother. Without further delay, you must engage yourself in worshipping the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The harsh words used by Suruchi to her stepson were true, because unless one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot achieve any success in life. Man proposes, God disposes. Suniti, the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, agreed with her co-wife's advice that Dhruva engage himself in the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indirectly, the words of Suruchi were a benediction for Dhruva Maharaj, for because of the influence of his stepmother's words, he became a great devotee. Om Agyanati Manandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutare Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svaparantika. Great devotees, or any devotees, take what is apparently a reverse situation, an unhappy, inauspicious, ill-fortuned situation, a curse or whatever it may be, and take it as a benediction. This was what Queen Kunti constantly prayed for, or she prayed to constantly have calamities, she used the word calamities, occur over and over again. This way she said that I can always see the vision of your lotus feet. So she prayed to be in that condition of misfortune. So this was in a way a curse, the Dhruva Maharaj, that Suruchi, his stepmother, said such horrible things to him. In a way it's kind of such a far-fetched kind of curse that someone says only God can help you, or sometimes they say it sarcastically, God help me, or God help you, meaning that there is no hope except as the last resort that God somehow will intervene and help. Because today God is very faintly pictured on the landscape of the human condition. He's sort of considered impotent to do much, except when people are faced with imminent death. They say there's no atheist in the foxhole, so the devout atheist, as the airplane begins to descend into its crash course, suddenly becomes a theist and starts praying, and then makes promises even, like this, like in the birth situation, the condition so one gets an immediate revival, or temporary, that I'll never sin again, just let me get out of this horrible, painful, constricted position. So the atheist also makes all sorts of promises, just get me out of this plane crash, I'll do anything you want, I'll be a good boy, or a good girl, I'll do everything right and won't commit any more sinful activities. So Prabhupada often quotes from a Hindi proverb that says, when we're in reverse conditions, we're religious. And when we're in auspicious conditions, we're atheistic. That's the tendency of human society. And he cited the example of the churches being full of women during World War II, praying for their husbands, their brothers, their sons, their uncles, their fathers, all the men who had to go to war, and making promises. And then after the war, churches were empty again. So a devotee knows how to turn everything, or see everything, actually, as auspicious, whether it's good or whether it's bad. So sometimes he prays for this bad condition to be more conscious of the Supreme Lord. So Suruchi's statement was, if you desire to rise to the throne of the king, then you have to undergo severe austerities. Now, how's a five-year-old boy going to undergo severe austerities? First of all, you must satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. And how's a five-year-old boy going to satisfy God? Then when you are favored by him, because of such worship, you shall have to take your next birth from my womb. So this is like the ultimate kind of insult. You have to die, and then we can consider. First you have to die, and then we can consider whether you can have the favor of your father. But first, even after...